Matt checked the wooden box and found the disc from Venture's house was still inside. "We still need the other disc," he said. "That was a fake," Catherine told him. "Didn't take us long to work that out. You still thought it was real? You really are so stupid."
"There is no real disc," Harper said.
"Yes, there is," Matt said. "It's in Dad's pocket." He turned to stare at Catherine. "You really are so stupid." Her eyes widened dangerously, and he thought she was going to hit him or shoot him. But she settled for prodding him sharply with her gun, pushing him towards his father.
"Get it," she snarled.
Matt walked slowly over and made a play of fumbling in his dad's jacket pockets.
"Dad," he hissed. "Dad, can you hear me?"
His father stared ahead blankly.
"If you can hear me, try to help Mum. Try to break Harper's control. We have got to get out of here. And she has to stop him copying his program code. Dad!"
But there was still no reaction, and Harper was shouting at Matt to hurry up. He sighed and took the disc from Dad's pocket over to Robin. It was made of metal, like the disc in the wooden box, and the patterns on it spiraled into the center. "You know the location," Matt said, handing the disc to Robin. "You know what to do?" She nodded. With her dark blue eyes and black hair, she looked very pale.
"And you?"
"Of course." He tried to smile to make light of it. "We're going to get the old technology working. For the first time in thousands of years, we'll make it work for Mr. Harper. And we'll show him the past." They had to hunt round at the edge of the stage for the slots in the stone floor where the discs fitted. Sand had blown into them, hiding the ancient mechanism, but Matt and Robin brushed and blew it away. A single slot on either side of the stage, each slot the same size as one of the discs. Robin took the disc and pushed it into place in the slot. Catherine Feather was watching her closely. Behind her, further up the tiered steps, Harper watched with interest.
"Come on," he shouted. "Prove to me that the ancients really knew what they were doing."
On the other side of the stage, Matt took the disc from the box and pushed it into its slot in the stone slab. He hoped that the way the disc fitted would set the time to a baseline, to a specific time he knew when it would be. 10,500 BC, the first time of the ancient Egyptians, because they took the era of Atlantis as their starting point. The disc slid smoothly into place and clicked into position. The sand across the huge stage area trembled and danced. It was moving, slowly shifting, rippling. Like a time-lapse movie of someone building sandcastles on the beach, the grains were coming together to create a landscape.
"Oh, it's beautiful," someone said, and Matt realized with surprise that it was Harper.
The big man stepped down towards the stage.
"Is that..."
He left the question hanging in the air as he gazed, awestruck, at the stage.